O Lord, my heart has heard you say, come and speak with me, O my people. And my heart responds, Lord, I am coming, for your presence is my vital need. You have prepared for us a place to commune with you and dwell within your heart. This is my deepest desire, Lord. May I be fully and completely possessed by you alone. One thing I have asked of the Lord, and that will I earnestly seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord and in his presence all of the days of my life, to behold and gaze upon the beauty and the sweet loveliness of the Lord, and to meditate, consider, and inquire in his temple. This is where I want to be found every day, Lord, close to your heart. For in the day of trouble, he will hide me in his shelter. In the secret place of his tent, he will hide me. He will set me high upon a rock. My head shall be lifted up above my enemies round about me. In your tent, Lord, in the secret place of your shelter, I will offer sacrifices and joyful praise. Lord Jesus, your precious words to us from John 14. Just a little while now, and the world will not see me anymore, but you will see me. Because I live, you will live also. And when that day comes, you will know for yourselves that I am in my Father, and you are in me, and I am in you. The person who has my commands and keeps them is the one who really loves me, and whoever really loves me will be loved by my Father, and I too will love him and reveal myself to him. I will allow myself to be clearly seen by him and make myself real to him. From Malachi 3, then those who feared the Lord talked often one to another, and the Lord listened and heard it, and a book of remembrance was written before him of those who reverenced and worshipfully feared the Lord, and who thought on his name. And they shall be mine, says the Lord of hosts, in that day when I publicly recognize and openly declare them to be my jewels, my special possession, my peculiar treasure. And I will spare them, as a man spares his own son who serves him. Then shall they return and discern between the righteous and the wicked, between those who serve God and those who do not.